ISIL's attraction to potential recruits continues unabated, particularly among young people from both developed and developing countries. Jeffrey Feltman, the head of the UN Department of Political Affairs, made the remarks on Tuesday. Speaking to members of the Security Council, Feltman explained the reasons behind the expansion of ISIL's operations.
ISIL's emergence has been facilitated by the protracted conflicts and instability in Iraq and Syria, as well as the weakening of state institutions and the inability of the states to exercise effective control over territory and borders. The group, which has benefited from the flow of financial resources and its ties with transnational organized criminals, is expanding its operations to other regions.
The terrorist organization, also known as Daesh, has stepped up operations across West and North Africa, the Middle East, and South and Southeast Asia, the UN Political Affairs chief said. Its global expansion strategy may be a reaction to recent territorial losses inflicted by international military efforts, Feltman added.
It is estimated that around 30,000 foreign terrorist fighters, originating from over 100 member states and driven by a number of social, economic, and geopolitical conditions, combined with individual circumstances, are actively engaged with ISIL and associated groups. These groups are using the internet and social media as a promotional and recruitment tool.
Quoting the report, Feltman says the number of ISIL sympathizers acting alone or in small cells has effectively expanded the geographical scope and complexity of their attacks. In terms of planning and facilitation, the recent attacks in Beirut, Paris, and Jakarta in the second half of 2015 demonstrate this, he underscored. A series of coordinated terror attacks on November 13 in Paris carried out by militants led to the death of over 100 people. Jeffrey Feltman again.
The combination of homegrown small cells and terrorists who travel back and forth from Syria and Iraq, as well as the use of sophisticated technologies to plan the attacks, new logistical and training techniques, suicide attackers, and the rosters of foreign terrorist fighters with specialized skills all represent new and complex challenges.
The report also looked at the capacity of ISIL to rapidly and effectively mobilize vast resources through the exploitation of oil, taxing, ransom payments, donations, and looting. The Secretary General's calling on member states to strengthen their tools to disrupt ISIL's capacity to plan and facilitate attacks. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.